Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, always from the Torino Film Festival. I'm here with Avi Magrabi. Good afternoon.
Hi.
You have a film called The First 54 Years, an abbreviated manual for military occupation, which is in the art competition in the documentary section, which is actually an educational film, more or less, explaining us, the audience, what it is to be to occupy a territory and how you have to do it. And you use interviews, you choose the Israeli-Palestinian issue, problem, question, and you use interviews from former military persons that were actually the occupants.
Yes.
How did you come to this idea of this film in this specific formula? Because it's really interesting to explain the basics of this never-ending war and situation there for people that maybe like us Westerners, we don't know that much.
Yes, the film is, you can say it's like a YouTube education.
Yeah.
If you want to have your own military occupation, then I'm your man. I will provide a lot of knowledge and instructions and save you a lot of time and disappointments on the way in making your occupation the best.
The
film started in a very different way. In the beginning, I thought I'd make a film that is made only of testimonies of soldiers. But at the very beginning of the editing, I took a very crucial decision, and that was to concentrate only on actions, procedures, mechanisms, and orders, and to omit all the reflections of the witnesses. And in that sense, even without knowing at the time, I already created the manual, how to do what in order to reach a certain goal. And the goal is, of course, to grab the land of the Palestinians and appropriate it to the State of Israel.
And it's actually this choice that you made it's very effective because the film is much more interesting and much more poignant than maybe if you used the or the actually only interviews. The fact of taking out all the emotional part, it's much more harder to watch.
Yes, well, I agree. The truth is that also in the first edits, when there were only testimonies, it at a certain point it was clear that the viewer will not survive it. It's too detailed, too long, too painful, and you have to be an addict for testimonies, war testimonies or occupation testimonies. And when the manual was born, it allowed me to provide a perspective to why all this is happening. We don't assume that Israel is there only to torture the Palestinians. We do torture the Palestinians, but in order to reach a loftier purpose, a higher goal, to appropriate the land.
And what is really striking watching the film is the quality of the testimony, because every single person that you interviewed, they are telling you and us what they did, which were the actions that they did, that they were forced to, they were commanded to do, and they do it in such a very detached and, like we're talking about, you know, a food recipe or something, and it's really disturbing at some point. And I wanted to ask you if this is for you, on your opinion, a way for them to save their minds and separate themselves from what they did, or if it's what can it be, this kind of attitude?
Look, for the older people who testify, they are talking about events that happened a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And they already did the processing, and obviously today they are somewhat distanced mm-hmm. from the emotional impact of their actions. I think that in the latter testimonies in the film, in the third part of the film, mm-hmm. where there are young people talking about recent years, there you feel that there is a different kind of energy that is less distanced and more painful. But look, we have inside of us endless lists of mechanisms how to be able to continue to live with ourselves.
Mm. Yeah.
And each person, of
has
course,
his own,
makes up his own recipe of how to tell the atrocities without becoming a monster, without being a monster.
Yeah, and without keep on blaming yourself through all your life and making your life more miserable, probably.
Well, some do. You can see some of the speakers, you can see from their body language, mm. from their eyes, from how they tell the stories that...
Yeah, they make many pauses, they make many breaks. So
yeah,
they have
the this is still very painful. But obviously, when we repeat a horrific thing that we have done in the past, we find ways of how to tell it without reliving it.
Yeah, you're right. There is an enormous amount of footage that you used. That sometimes you choose to use the footage with some voiceover explaining us what's happening, but more often that part of footage are just mute. There are no sounds, no music, nothing, just images of what this diaspora of Palestinian people were keep on going on. Was it difficult to find this footage, and why did you choose to use it in that specific way?
Well, a big part of the footage from the first and second parts of the film is a normal TV archive footage that, with the good researcher, you will be able to find.
It's,
I didn't come across any hidden treasures mm-hmm. That nobody has seen, and all those footages were also broadcasted in the past. In the third part, there is a more specialized footage because it was shot by either soldiers or by Palestinians who participated in the event that is being captured.
Okay.
And this is uncommon. Of course, on television, but it is common on social media that the person capturing the image is also participating in the event,
indeed,
either as the oppressor or as the victim.
Yeah. What we get at the end of the film is that besides knowing how to do an occupation, because you teaches us, but besides that, there is a kind of feeling of what can we do in order to try to put a hand of this to this thing, and which is very easy for us not living there, building up theses or ideas. But what do you think it could be possible to do? Is there a way of trying to find a solution? Because all the solutions that were found never worked.
Well, look, I have no magic solutions. And I really have no clue to how this occupation will ever end. The most optimistic thing I can say is that, 10 years before the end of apartheid, none of us could imagine that within 10 years apartheid will be abolished and Nelson Mandela will become the president of South Africa, and South Africa will step into a new moment of its existence. Not that it's the best country in the world now, but still a big change has happened. So maybe today we are on the first day of the next 10 years. And in 10 years from now, you and me will sit here and reminisce on this moment. But look, it's very clear to me that Israel is not ready to let go. Mm-hmm. And I think that the rest of the world has to intervene. The rest of the world has deserted the Middle East. Well, not Israel, because Israel is considered for the rest of the world as part of Europe. But the rest of the world has deserted both Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and it's about time that the rest of the world intervene and declare change must come.
Well, we hope so, and we hope that to be able to be here in 10 years' time to say that this is over. Thank you very much, Avi Mugrabi, the director of The First 54 Years, an abbreviated manual for military occupation that is screened at the Torino Film Festival Auto Competition for the documentary section. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.